The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings for the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start with Carolina Theater in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Coming up June 21st, that's, of course, first day of summer, Dave Mason is Alone Together Again tour. Tickets start at $34.50. Wednesday, July 5th, the Soggy Bottom Boys. Of course, they're the Grammy-winning supergroup of musicians assembled to perform the soundtrack for the major motion picture, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Friday, July 14th, it's Steve Earle, an American rock, country, and folk singer-songwriter, record producer, author, and actor. Tickets start at $35. Wednesday, July 19th, War on the Catwalk, starring some of the contestants from Season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race on VH1, performing live on stage and rocking the catwalk. It's an evening of outstanding drag performances with your favorite queens. Friday, July 28th, an acoustic evening with Patty Griffin and Leanne Womack. The first quiet piano notes of the title track of Patty Griffin's new album, Servant of Love, evoke a sense of mystery. I want to live by your ocean, move by the ways no one can see. Go further into this haunting jazz deep meditation, and that sense turns into a spell. When progressive traditionalist Leanne Womack dug into her roots, she found herself connecting harder than ever. The Way I'm Livin', her first album in 7 years, earned two rounds of Grammy nominations, the 2015 Country Album of the Year, 2016 Best Solo Country Vocal Performance, and Country Song for Chances Are. Friday, August 4th at Carolina Theater, Upright Citizens Brigade Touring Company. UCB Tour Company brings the best improv comedians from the legendary Upright Citizens Brigade theaters in New York and Los Angeles to new audiences all around the country. Tickets start at $25. Saturday, September 9th, it's comedian Mike Birbiglia. Wednesday, September 20th, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. Monday, September 25th, indie rocker Mac DeMarco. Friday, September 29th, country music legend Loretta Lynn. This is the rescheduled concert from May when Loretta suffered a stroke. Tickets for the original date will be honored for the rescheduled date. All right, let's switch gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up Thursday, June 15th, Shaping Sound After the Curtain. This is Broadway Series South. Through his Emmy Award-winning work on So You Think You Can Dance, Travis Wall has established himself as one of America's favorite choreographers. His brand new show is After the Curtain. These visual musicians continue to dazzle audiences as they tell the story of a man fighting to find his creative voice after the death of his one true love. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8. Thursday, June 15th, Louis Anderson, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. June 20th through the 24th, the Miss North Carolina pageant. This is at Memorial Auditorium. June 21st through July 2nd, Struck, presented by Theater Raleigh. After being struck by a bicycle while crossing an East Village intersection, Vera Resnick feels a strange and out-of-character connection to the college-age kid responsible for the collision. Is this mysterious connection real? Is it coincidence that brought Vera and the biker together? Or are larger forces at play? This is Kennedy Theater. Sunday, June 25th, Shreya Ghoshal live in concert, Memorial Auditorium. Shreya is regarded as one of the most successful singers in the Indian film industry today. She has won more than 100 film awards as the top female singer of Bollywood. Again, that's Memorial Auditorium at 7. Friday, June 30th, Gary Owen, he's been entertaining American audiences for more than a decade with his side-splitting comedy. Mamandic Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Also at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, July 7th through the 9th, the musical Oklahoma from North Carolina Theater Conservatory. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, July 15th, Haydeenie Magic. Haydeenie, whose real name is Hayden Childress, is Italian for magically delicious. And it's not hard to see why. Haydeenie is a 22-year-old magician from Charlotte, specializes in the art of illusion. And since the age of 10, he's worked his way up from busking the streets of uptown Charlotte to headlining venues in the bustling art theater comedy venues in the Charlotte area. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 on Saturday, July 15th. July 19th through the 30th, Lombardi Theater Raleigh at Kennedy Theater. July 25th through the 30th, Beauty and the Beast, North Carolina Theater, Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 29th, Summer Intensive, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2 and 7. Saturday, August 5th, it's the 10th Annual Carolina Music Awards. The focus of this event is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 o'clock. August 15th through the 20th, it's the Secret Garden Theater Raleigh. September 14th through August 1st, The Ugly Duckling. This is Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And then Friday and Saturday, September 15th and 16th, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert featuring the North Carolina Symphony, Memorial Auditorium, 7:30 both nights. All right, moving on to Duke University's Music in the Gardens. All the concerts are held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7. Coming up June 14th, it's Robert Finley. At the age of 11 in Louisiana, he used his shoe-buying allowance to snag his first guitar, and it, in turn, ensnared him in a lifelong love affair with music. June 21st, Robbie Foulkes, a graduate of Durham's Carolina Friends School, but a longtime anchor of Chicago's Roots Stronghold. Foulkes has worked in folk and soul, bluegrass and blues, pure pop, and sneering rock during the last quarter century. June 28th, it's Loamlands. The leader, Kim Register, runs The Pinhook, the spiritual center of Durham's music scene. July 5th, at Music in the Gardens, Birds of Chicago. July 12th, Kelsey Walden. July 19th, River Wireless. And July 26th, the final concert in the Music in the Garden series, Caleb Cottle. Reminder that the 38th Festival for the Eno is coming up the 1st of July. The festival features more than 60 bands on 4 stages, more than 80 arts and crafts booths, and over 20 food trucks and vendors. The festival is held at West Point on the Eno, Durham City Park. That's the Festival for the Eno, Saturday, July 1st, and Tuesday, July 4th. Back Porch Music on the Lawn series, American Tobacco Amphitheater. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 until 9. June 15th, it's Jim Lauderdale with Fireside Collective. June 29th, Alice Gerard and the Piedmont Melody Makers, along with the Onyx Club Boys. August 3rd, Rob Eakes and Trey Hensley with Acoustic Manor. August 17th, Acoustic Syndicate. August 31st, Seldom Seen with Circadia Rhythm. And September 14th, the last in the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series, Billy Strings with Whiskey Shivers. Again, these are all at American Tobacco Amphitheater in Durham. And Bluegrass Ramble is coming up. The 2017 edition of the annual World of Bluegrass Festival is on the way. A Bluegrass Ramble are the nightclub shows. This year's model boasts a solid local contingent with several North Carolina-connected acts. It's happening during IBMA's World of Bluegrass, September 26th through the 30th. Various spots around downtown Raleigh with club venues including King's, Lincoln Theater, Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse, Vintage Church, the Architect Bar, and Raleigh Convention Center. Some of the groups coming for the Bluegrass Ramble from North Carolina: Jonathan Bird of Carrboro, Cane Mill Road from Deep Gap, Fireside Collective from Asheville, Caroline Gallagher, Southern Pines, Hank Patty and the Current of Raleigh, Salt and Light, the Moore Family Band, Graham, and Travers Chandler and Avery County from Taylorsville. Again, the World of Bluegrass is set for September 26th through the 30th. Looking at some of the communities around the Triangle Carytown events, the 2017 Chatham Street Chowdown Series, this is Carey's Food Truck Rodeo. The events are June 25th, July 30th, and October 1st. The events run from 12:30 to 5, each of those dates. Concerts in the Bond Park at Sertoma Amphitheater this summer. All concerts are free and held Saturday evenings at 7. July 8th, it's Al Strong. Trumpet player Al Strong is well known in the Triangle's growing jazz scene. He's a gifted musician who released his debut album, Love Strong Volume 1, last year. August 12th, Jonathan Bird and the Pickup Cowboy. Musical gunslingers, vaudevillian hucksters, and old-fashioned tent revivalists. Between heartbreaking ballads and rousing sing-alongs, the cowboys entertain and get audiences involved in the show. And then there's the Starlight Concert Series, Friday evenings at 7, and less noted, at Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The concerts are free. June 23rd, Celebration of Bluegrass. For the seventh year, the Town of Cary partners with the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, a.k.a. Pinecone, to present Bluegrass Camp, teaching guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and songwriting. Hear the young musicians in action at 6. July 14th, Greg Gelb and the Second Line Stompers enjoy an evening of jazz with Central North Carolina's top jazz musician and his band in their Starlight Concert debut with guest singer Kathy Montgomery Gelb. And finally, August 4th for the Starlight Concert Series, it's Jam Rock. This series' favorite fills the air with authentic reggae rhythms. Rock out with yard-style reggae, including lovers rock, oldies, dance hall, and roots music. At the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8, unless noted. Saturday, July 22nd, is the 2017 Women's Health and Wellness Expo from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Then July 28 and 29, and August 3rd through the 5th, Clayton Youth Theater presents the longtime stage favorite, Little Shop of Horrors. Sorry about that. Clayton Youth Theater presents Little Shop of Horrors. Holly Springs Cultural Center, All events at 7:30, unless noted. June 20th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. June 12th through the 17th, Finding Patience, several performances telling the captivating story of Holly Springs from the Civil War to present day. June 23rd, July 14th and 28th, and August 11th and 25th, Summer at the Springs. Bring a lawn chair and picnic dinner when you enjoy these free, family-friendly concerts. Concessions and beer and wine are available. It's from 7 to 9:30. Saturday, June 24th, Old State Travelers. This is a triangle-based band. The group combines a soulful blend of Americana, roots, country, blues, bluegrass, and gospel. Tuesday, July 18th, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Three Little Fishies. And then August 1st through the 15th at Holly Springs Cultural Center, Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Green Mermaid. Okay, Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, June 23rd, Elvis on tour. Saturday, July 15th, Motherless Child, the play. Saturday, July 29th, Sins of My Father. August 10th through the 12th, Disney's Aladdin Jr. And October 20 and 21, and again at October 27 and 28, Over the River and Through the Woods. A reminder that the new season of SunTrust Broadway series at DPAC is about to begin in a couple of months. September 12th through the 17th, it's Circus 1903. The golden age of circus comes alive. October 17th through the 22nd, The Little Mermaid. October 31st through November 5th, Love Never Dies, The Phantom Returns. November 28th through December 3rd, School of Rock. And January 2nd through the 7th, On Your Feet. This is a musical about Emilio and Gloria Estefan. Those are just some of the early events for the 2017-18 SunTrust Broadway series at DPAC. Also in that blend somewhere, the Broadway hit and national phenomenon Hamilton is headed to Durham. Next year, the national tour of the popular music will be part of DPAC's 2018-2019 SunTrust Broadway season. The official show dates have not been announced, but the production will play DPAC in 2018. Carolina Music Festival is coming up now through August 11th. It's the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival. The Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for classical musical students age 14 and older presents some 50 concerts throughout its 9-week festival. June 14th through the 18th, Southport Songwriter Festival. June 15th through the 17th, Willow Oak Park Bluegrass Festival. That's in Roxborough. Festival site is Willow Oak Park. June 17 and 18, All Go West. That's in Asheville. Festival sites, Isis Restaurant and Music Hall, and nearby venues. June 23rd through the 25th, Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. Festival sites, The Rusty Nail, Ted's Fun on the River, Wilmington Waterfront, and more. June 23rd through the 25th, the State Annual Singing Convention in Benson. The 91-year-old Gospel Singing Competition presents the previous year's winners on Friday. Nationally recognized recording acts in concert Saturday evening. There's a competition Saturday and Sunday, and then performances by the winners Sunday evening. This is all at the Benson Singing Grove. June 24th, Sirens on the Mountain. That's in the little community of Todd. They have a general store there. It's pretty neat. You ought to check it out sometime. Festival site, the New River Barn. June 24th through the 29th, Eastern Music Festival. This is Greensboro and Points West, June 25th through August 5th, an Appalachian Summer Festival. This is held in Boone. Festival sites, Appalachian State University, and nearby venues. June 25th, it's Singing on the Mountain in Linville. The day-long sing at the base of Grandfather Mountain is the oldest ongoing old-time gospel convention left in the southern Appalachian. The festival site is McRae Meadows. July 1 and 2, Ocean City Jazz Festival in North Topsail Beach. July 1st through the 4th, Red, White, and Bluegrass Festival in Morganton. This is at the Catawba Meadows Park. July 13th through the 16th, Wild Goose Festival in Hot Springs. And then July 14 and 15, Burnaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern. Here's the rest of the month's lineup for Good Nights Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. June 15th through the 17th, it's Steve Trevino. June 23rd through the 25th, Faze and Love. June 29th through July 1st, it is Corey Holcomb. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer just in case it's not what you or your family might enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. Okie dokie. American Dance Festival. 2017 festival is celebrating its 40th year in Durham, and an extended season is running now through July 29th. An opening night gala performance is set for Deepak on June 15th. Ticket prices range from $10 to $62, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased through the American Dance Festival website at americandancefestival.org, the Deepak Ticket Center, and the American Tobacco District. Okay, here's what's coming up at the amphitheaters in the area. We're going to start with Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Thursday, June 15th. Lady Antebellum, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. Sunday, June 25th, Chicago, The Band, and the Doobie Brothers. Friday, July 14th, Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell, and John Pardee. Friday, July 21st, Florida Georgia Line, Nellie and Chris Lane. Tuesday, July 25th, Journey and Asia. And we'll close out the listing for Friday, July 28th, Sam Hunt, Maren Morse, and Chris Jansen. Carrie's Coca Booth Amphitheater lineup, Saturday, June 17th, an evening in France, part of the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest. Also part of that is Saturday, June 24th, North Carolina Symphony Summerfest, A Night of Beethoven. Wednesday, June 28th, John Mellencamp, Sad Clowns and Hillbillies Tour. Special guests, Emmylou Harris and Carlene Carter. Friday, June 30th, another Summerfest evening, this one with the Steep Canyon Rangers. Next couple of ones are all part of the North Carolina Symphony Summerfest. Saturday, July 1st, Appalachian Spring. Tuesday, July 4th, the Independence Day celebration. And Friday, July 7th, Music of U2. Saturday, July 8th, it's Sturgill Simpson. Friday, July 14th, Willie Nelson and family. At Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Wednesday, June 14th, Dirty Heads and Soja. Saturday, June 17th, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Sunday, June 18th, Deftones along with Rise Against. Saturday, June 24th, Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. Thursday, June 29th, Slightly Stupid. Tuesday, July 4th, a July 4th free concert, fireworks, and the Connells. Sunday, July 9th, My Morning Jacket with Gary Clark Jr. July 14th, Tedeschi Trucks Band. And Saturday, July 15th, it is Mercy Me. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, Sunday, June 18th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with Amanda Shires. Isbell is closely tied to the fabled southern musical enclave of Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Saturday, July 22nd, Mandolin Orange with Joe Pug. The website AllMusic says Mandolin Orange draws from Wells both old and new, offering up a heady mix of bluegrass, gospel, folk, country, and pop that invokes the earthy timelessness and effortless harmonies of Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Monday, July 31st at the Museum of Art, it is Belle and Sebastian and Andrew Bird for Indie Music Aficionados. It doesn't get any better than this, a dream pairing of the Scottish septet Belle and Sebastian and the American singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Andrew Bird. Both are singular voices who inspire intense devotion. Tuesday, August 1st, American Acoustic with the Punch Brothers and I'm With Her. The American Acoustic Tour brings together the leading lights of contemporary Americana music for an evening of incomparable musicianship and vocal harmonizing. Wednesday, August 9th, Rhiannon Giddens, the North Carolina native, continues to develop her extraordinary talent and career. Co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops, Giddens recorded her first solo album, Tomorrow Is My Turn, with the aid of producer T-Bone Burnett. New York Times music critic John Parles says the album is a showcase for Ms. Giddens' glorious voice, which merges an opera singer's detail and a deep connection to Southern roots. Saturday, August 12th, Superchunk with Waxahachie and X-Hax. This is a merge record showcase. Finally, Saturday, August 19th, at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Tiff Merritt and Friends, featuring M.C. Taylor of His Golden Messenger, Eric Slick of Dr. Dog, Alexandra Saucer-Monig, and the Suitcase Junket. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. And again, that number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.